102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on the Alphabet Rockers. Please welcome two of the founding members of the Alphabet Rockers, Caitlin McGaw. Woohoo!
Thank you.
Special K in the house. And Juan Amador, a.k.a. DJ Juan Way. What's up?
Hey, good to see you, Sterling.
Thank
good
you
to be
for
here.
Being here. Okay, so beautiful to sit down with my friends. Baby girl loves you guys. We pump the new album Rise, Shine, Woke all the time at the house.
Amazing.
And in the car. So I want our family, our KBLX family, to know all that you all have done. This is the fifth album?
It's the fourth album we've made, yeah.
It's the fourth album that you've made, but you do workshops, you perform in the schools, you perform
We're
all
living
the Bay
it.
Area.
We're living it.
You raise the community up. You're enlightening so many children and families. And you've been nominated for a Grammy.
Hey, come on. Next week, New York City. Yeah, let's go.
Super excited.
Okay, so let's talk about this album in particular, since it's the one that was nominated for the Grammy. But we can talk about what has led up to this album, Rise, Shine, Woke. As some of the founders of Alphabet Rockers, give us a little bit of the base of and your mission.
Absolutely. Alphabet Rockers makes music that makes change, and we believe our children really deserve our best intentions and our best words for them. We are really a reflection of the brilliance of the Bay Area. We're writing songs that interrupt racial bias. We're writing songs that empower our girls. We're writing songs that really name that we are a town and a community and a city and a country of immigrants, and we deserve our rights.
And that's
what we're standing for, and we know our kids get it. And often it's us adults that kind of, we got our fears block up and we don't do the work. So when we sat down to write this album, we really worked on that. We were like, how can we ourselves as artists like be in a place to be that ready for our kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the kids, I mean, as I mentioned, baby girl, I take her to almost every one of your shows that I can get to because she loves you.
Yeah.
And she's being enlightened by you, and she's growing, and she's learning, and she's questioning, which is so beautiful. So what age do you target necessarily, or who are you hoping to reach with your music?
So we made the album really thinking about our like 7 to 10-year-old kids. We know how kids' music is. A lot of times it's really kind of cutesy, and it's fun, and the world is really fun, and our imaginations are on fire for all ages, but we're using language for that middle of elementary school where kids are really asking those questions on deeper levels and seeing the complexities. Yeah.
But it is fun, and it is colorful.
Good.
Alphabet Rockers, you have a way of, you know, the beats are funky, you guys wear colorful outfits, there's great choreography, but Do many of the kids even know how much of a message they're receiving, or are they just enjoying putting their fists in the air and dancing with you?
It's crazy. It feels so natural. I just think like this generation of kids, like Caitlin was saying, they're ahead of us in a way. Like they're evolved. They already have this understanding that us adults are trying to catch up to. So for them to hear these messages in the music's great. It's a natural thing for them. But I think the beauty of it is that in children's music, it just seems to be this void left out for so many people. And so for kids, people of color, for young women, for immigrants to hear themselves and see themselves on stage or hear their own music, it just means the world to them.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's amazing.
And Juan, you wrote a song for this album, Rise, Shine, Woke, with the Alphabet Rockers, which is called Walls.
Yep.
Will you tell us a little bit about that song?
We were brainstorming on what to work on for this album. They've been doing a lot of the songs, and they asked me to write one, and that's just the topic that's been near and dear to my heart. I mean, as you can see what's being fed on the news channels and in politics, there's been this talk of walls, of alienating certain people from different countries, or because they speak different languages, or because their last names are different, you know, on top of the color of their skin. And I feel that a lot in my family personally, so I decided to write the song for the kids to know that it's okay to be who they are. As a matter of fact, more than okay, it's beautiful. It's immigrants are thriving in this community, and we need to let them know they're welcome here, and we're going to continue to build with them.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of these kids that you've touched and that you work with and that our extended family join you on stage.
Yeah.
and who will actually be joining you on your trip to New York City to hopefully receive this Grammy.
Right.
Yeah, tell us about some of these kids.
We definitely will. And we first got to throw a little shine on Chief Xcel of Blackalicious, who made that song with Juan. So the greatness of the Bay is like baked into every song and intention in this album. And so we have these five young people, 9 and 10 years old, that are rapping about how racism is going to fall apart and how, if you don't look like me, will you still have my back?
Yeah.
And they ask these questions because this is their lived experience in elementary school, where they've heard the N-word on the playground. They've had people brush it off. They haven't had people get their back. And they're like, hello, everybody step up. And so they're exploring this. We've got these five young people that can rap and sing just like us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not mini-me's. Yeah. They're like their own people. And so, yeah, we flew them all to New York to have this experience because, you know, this is incredibly like the biggest gift of our life to be nominated for music that really matters. And we're looking at these kids and we're like, let's go. It's your stage.
Yeah, it's beautiful watching them from the time that we recorded the song to some of the first performances, how much they've grown as performances, has grown into themselves. They're claiming the stage. I mean, this is truly for them, you know.
Some of the catchphrases, I mean, there's the album title, which is Rise, Shine, hashtag woke.
Right.
Oh, gosh, what's the one that the girl, don't you know my power?
Excuse me, do you know my power?
Excuse me. Tell us about that song, Empowering
Beautiful.
Young Women.
This song, I'm Proud, is just an anthem for all of us girls, women, and all of us, actually, because boys and folks on the spectrum, we just all want to be together as one. Be who you are. Be proud of your skin you're in. Be proud of your family that looks different from another family. And in order to be a good friend, which is really how we navigate these words as kids,
mm-hmm.
in order to be a good friend, you got to love yourself and you got to let other people be who they are, or you can't really even be friends.
Mm-hmm.
So when we sing this song, we say, you know, we are the love. Get your love. And it's a chant for us all to lift up these girls. And the star of that is Lily Ellis, age 9, Berkeley, California. Her mama, Zoe Ellis, is just one of the most beloved singers of the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It's an honor to see her rise up and just take that microphone. Like Juan, you're saying, remember the other day,
yep.
She just didn't even look back. She grabbed the mic and she was like, hello, audience. I'm here. And what's dope is that all these kids are looking up to her. Like, we look up to her. Like, adults are looking up to
her.
And then the kids are like, can I be you? You are you.
Mm-hmm.
Be you.
Be you.
Get
and
loud.
Alphabet Rockers will celebrate that. Every child is a rock star. Rise, Shine, and Woke is the name of the album. The Alphabet Rockers are here with me today. It's Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. If you want more information about the Alphabet Rockers, look them up at alphabetrockers.com. And I want our audience to know how they can find you, how they can see you, how they can support you. The website, alphabetrockers.com. Obviously, they can take a look at your calendar.
Yes, please join us. And this is a movement, really. We believe in all people getting involved and thinking about our own ways that we can lift our kids up, lift ourselves up in these ways. We are looking for support, actually. If you have money to give to fund music videos that support these stories
mm-hmm.
and help kids see themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make a music video for Juan's song, Walls.
Mm-hmm.
So join us in that effort. Watch us on the Grammys next weekend.
But you guys also, you do workshops and you offer your services as community activists to do residencies. So if there's somebody listening who wanted to hire you to bring you into their school or who wanted to possibly take a look at your model so that they can integrate some of these inclusion policies into their work or into their programs, what's the best way for them to get at you with that?
Yes, hit us up on the website. We schedule a call with us. The assembly programs, Juan, how many days a week are we in schools?
I can't even count. I think it's at least 3 or 4 days.
All over the Bay Area, all over the country now. We're going to Colorado. We come to your school and we're there to reflect the work you're doing, to spark these ideas, and to do the healing work that our kids and schools need. We're also doing some really deep workshops with families to talk about bias and bring people together in a way that I think we only need because of the times that they are right now. People are just like, maybe I really will show up to this.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the work of us as Americans. We got to do this work together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We hope to come and serve you.
And you talk about inclusion and race and equity and equality and biases, but you also talk about nutrition. And you touch upon the subject of bullying and self-care. I mean, you really cover the gamut.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, those are just the things that we need. The kids need to learn right off top. You know, we got to get them eating healthy so they can be living these good lives. And, you know, it just all goes all around the cross, you know.
Yeah, I feel like the big issue right now while we're on this earth to do is to speak these truths. Mm. And sometimes the kids are ready to, like, focus on that self-care. But sometimes it's really about loving yourself mm-hmm. and learning how to stand up for someone who doesn't look like you. Mm-hmm. Why don't we learn these things? Mm-hmm. Why don't we learn this as adults?
Mm-hmm. So. I'm learning a lot. I may try to say that I come to your shows for baby girl, but, you know.
I feel like the album is still serving me as an artist, as a mom, as a friend. There's still, like, even though we wrote it, it's still, like, it's a living piece of history mm-hmm. of our community.
That's the beauty of it, I think. A lot of times we'll do, like, we ask the kids questions, like, what means to you? What's something important to you? And I feel like every show we're learning stuff, you know? So it's beautiful.
Yeah. How to stand up for each other. They'd mm-hmm. be like, this is what I'm doing.
Yep.
We're like, You've come a long way, baby. I'm remembering, Caitlin, the first time I met you, yeah. you were actually working for the local San Francisco Bay Area chapter of the Grammys.
That's absolutely right.
And now you've come full circle, and you've been nominated for a Grammy for the album Rise, Shine, Woke with the Alphabet Rockers. So how does that feel?
It's bananas. I mean, when I worked at the Grammys, I was all about lifting up artists because we grind so hard mm-hmm. for this love. And so I just wanted to create a space for people to feel loved, right? You know, that's how we really got together, you mm-hmm. and me. And now to, like, really pour that love into the art itself and then have it come back, it's wild. Like, earlier this week, the whole Bay Area Grammy crew came out for us, mm-hmm. cheering with all their hearts for the honor that we were about mm-hmm. to receive. Mm-hmm. It's really special.
Okay, so you're all heading to New York. Caitlin, Juan, mm-hmm. Tommy, yeah. your families.
Our families, our kids.
The babies and the babies' families.
Our choreographer, the dancers, all of my sisters, and all my, like, every child that is in our family is coming.
Yep.
Wow. So what are you expecting from that week? I mean, you're expecting, hoping that you win the Grammy, but more than anything, this is a huge life experience.
Yeah, we're just appreciative of the opportunity that we get to have a bigger platform for the message, and just really excited to connect with people on the East Coast and share that love, you know? Like, that's all we could ever hope for, and the Grammy would be a beautiful, you know, on top of all that, but yeah.
Yeah, there's a real big story to tell, and so when we go into the elementary school that we're giving a free performance to with Education Through Music, we want these kids to see, like, what is out there for them, like, as young people, as young artists, which I believe all young people are. And we're going to do a showcase with all the other children's music makers, like Lisa Loeb will be on the stage with us, wow. Flashback. And and yeah, and we're inviting people to the table, like, come be with us. Like, we host these listening parties where it's like, listen to the music. How does this affect you? How does it change you just to hear this, to think about a different possibility? So that's going to be real, really fun yeah. in the city that births hip hop.
Yeah.
For us to stand up with this kid stuff is phenomenal.
Well, we will celebrate you back in the Bay, Grammy or not. But what's up next for the Alphabet Rockers?
Well, locally, we'll be doing two amazing offerings. We're going to be performing at Ashkenaz on February 11th at 3 o'clock. And then we're hosting a free family dance party at Destiny Arts, which is going to be a blast. But beyond that, we really believe that there's a lot more to be said in this category of children's music. We are going to be making songs in partnership with our Family Coalition here in San Francisco and creating a TV show that really, like, opens these opportunities up to all kids and families. Aren't you ready to, like, watch a show with your kids that you're like, okay, this is it?
I'm always searching for something that isn't completely misogynistic.
It's hard. The patterns are so pervasive. It's really hard for us, like, to interrupt them. So we're doing that work, and we want to bring those authentic kid intelligence to the screen because we forget our kids are brilliant. Mm-hmm. And, like, imagine if you got to see them in media where they're just like, that's what they see. They'll see themselves.
Yeah,
so that's what we want to make.
There's no Sesame Street anymore.
So get ready.
There's no Electric Company anymore. Bless their hearts. There's Shimmer and Shine and all that and Dora the Explorer. And I think they try.
Everything has their place, but Alphabet Rocker is about to crush it. So
Well, and KBLX has your back.
Yeah, we feel it. We feel it.
All right. The CD Rise Shine hashtag woke. It's available. You can get it at alphabetrockers.com. You can also see their full calendar of upcoming events there, where you can also come by. Meet Caitlin, meet Juan, meet Tommy, meet the kids, support the program, and join the movement. alphabetrockers.com. Is there a phone number where people can reach out if they want, like, booking or whatever?
Yeah, it's right there on the site. 415-625-3218.
Okay. Thank you for coming, Caitlin and Juan. I appreciate
Thank
you
Thank you, KBLX. We know
Thank
you care.
Thank you, KBLX. Thank you, Sterling.
Let's stand up today, too.
Yes.
This is the day.
Oh, that's
yes.
right. Women's March today?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, hear our vote. Hear us roar. This is KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James. Thank you for listening. And thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who is doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.